Unit 14. The fats that we eat. Our bodies need dietary fat as a source of energy and to help with the absorption of nutrients. Fat is also necessary for growth and development, as well as maintaining good health. However, there is more than one type of fat, and not all of them are healthy. Which types of fats should you be including in your diet? The first type of fat is saturated fat, so named because it is saturated with hydrogen molecules. This complete saturation makes saturated fat chemically stable and solid at room temperature. Saturated fat is naturally occurring in animal products such as red meat, poultry, and dairy products. Certain animal products, such as chicken breasts, are leaner, meaning that they contain less saturated fat. Health experts generally advise against consuming too much saturated fat, as it is linked to high cholesterol levels and an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Another naturally occurring form of fat is unsaturated fat. Compared with saturated fat, unsaturated fat has fewer hydrogen molecules. The most obvious consequence of this is that this form of fat is liquid at room temperature, and because of this, it is referred to as oil. Typical sources of unsaturated fat include plant sources such as olives, nuts, and seeds, as well as fish such as tuna. Unlike saturated fat, unsaturated fat is healthy. It can reduce levels of bad cholesterol in the blood, as well as lower the risk of heart disease. Make sure to incorporate as many sources of unsaturated fat as possible into your diet. Most experts agree that trans fat is the worst for your body and that you should eat as little of it as possible. Trans fat can naturally occur in the guts of some animals, but most trans fat is created artificially. Food manufacturers add hydrogen to unsaturated oils to make them solid, and the fat is then used to make foods such as stick margarine, coffee creamer, fried foods, and some baked goods like cakes. They do this to improve the texture, shelf life, and flavor of their foods. Nevertheless, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, declared in 2015 that companies will be mandated to remove all trans fat from their products. This could prevent up to 20,000 heart attacks and 7,000 deaths in the United States each year.